Dr. Rachimsky, I think we have a question coming for you next, perhaps. I see that Randall's been on the line. He has a question about the risk later in life because of the coronavirus. Do I have that right, Randall?
Yes, I do, actually. And if I get a second, I don't want to bore you all with too much of it. But I hear it from a lot of people, a lot of friends. I'm in a community of veterans and stuff like that, a lot of people that are susceptible to this virus. But it's not just that. Even younger people are. The thing that I'm worried about is that scientists don't even know really what this is, and they don't know the complications years down the road, right? Like people are having permanent lung damage, you know, all kinds of things. I hear Trump get up on the news, and I've been following local also about going back to work. The thing I'm worried about is if the idea is to get the herd immunity, right? What if herd immunity isn't a good thing? What if it's like remdesivir is like a medicine used to treat AIDS? Like a lot of these, it's like a whole bunch of different things, and scientists don't know what this is. Are we being a little quick? I'm not saying not go back to work. I understand how the economy is. I don't want nobody to suffer. Trust me, I know how people feel. But I'm very worried about people being exposed to this. And what knowledge, what do we know about this? Are we 100% sure that, you know, 3 weeks down the road, we ain't going to have another spike and we ain't going to lose 30,000 more lives? I mean, that's what I'm really concerned about. Friends have been affected by this. I've had friends and family die from this, so.
Randall, thanks for your question. First, my condolences to your friends and family. It's definitely a trying time for our whole community. And before I answer your question, I also want to thank Senator Ahmed for hosting this important town hall today. I really appreciate the invitation. So there's a couple things that you're asking about in there. One is about treatments, right? So you mentioned one of the antiviral treatments that we have on the market. And, you know, to be honest, there's not a lot of great studies on these initial treatments, including Plaquenil, which was the initial, or hydroxychloroquine, which was the initial treatment that was put out there for potential improvement for patients. Like any of our treatments in medicine, we like to do long-term studies and compare those treatments against other treatments to see, you know, what does the science show? What do the studies show? Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury right now. And so we are trying different treatments to take care of patients in the best way we can to see if there's something that could potentially improve them faster. That particular HIV drug that you mentioned, antiviral drug that you mentioned, you know, there's not a whole lot of data yet that shows that that's turning patients around. We are not really using that in a large group of patients right now. I would say we're probably using more hydroxychloroquine than anything else. So that's sort of part one. Part two is you were sort of prognosticating about the second hump or the second curve and asking a little bit about that. We don't know yet. Certainly, you know, historically, looking back on pandemics with the with anything, there could be a potential as we continue to restart businesses. How do we do that in an approach that is well-balanced? As Senator Ahmed mentioned, we have to sort of look at all the factors and have the testing available to ensure that we don't necessarily create a potential where the hospitals and health systems would be overwhelmed with cases. And so there needs to be a thoughtful process in how we approach that. And it will be a long-term journey, including creating herd immunity or creating vaccination, which is definitely you know, more than a year plus off. But in the meantime, in this kind of gray zone, we definitely will be facing how do you get back to a different normal than we had before until we can come up with both better treatments and vaccines. Thank you.
Thank you very much,